Okay. So, at the time that I'm doing this episode, the trending topic has been about Sean Combs, aka Diddy. And recently, the feds, FBI, have raided all of his homes, all of his personal properties between LA, Miami, New York, for possible allegations dealing with sex trafficking, drug trafficking, and a host of other charges. Here in this episode, I'm not so much gonna dwell on that particular instance, more so that I'm gonna point out that there have been all kind of allegations before these current ones, dating all the way back to the 90s when he started his journey with Bad Boy Records. Now, a lot of those allegations that came out before these current ones have been mostly overshadowed and swept under the rug by the media. And now, with these new allegations, it's this whole thing that he is the ultimate bad guy, industry bad guy. Some people are saying that he's more diabolical than Suge Knight. Suge Knight was the diabolical music industry guy with all of the particular happenings that he was involved in with Death Row Records, you know, the death of Tupac, his menacing, intimidating ways he used to do being affiliated with Los Angeles gangs, to him currently being locked up for vehicular homicide. So now, it's funny how the media is now painting this picture that Diddy is, in fact, way worse than Suge Knight could have ever been. But I'm not here to talk guilt or innocence, more so than I'm here to talk about the discernment of celebrities that they have in the urban community based on what narrative is being pushed. There was never any real pushback in the media or from the black community whenever Diddy was cast in a positive light. When he was on the award shows, when he was pushing his political campaign, Vote or Die, to him being at celebrity gatherings, toasting up champagne glasses. Everybody looked at Diddy as, oh, he's the man, you know what I'm saying? He's our homeboy, he's our friend. Several celebrities, not many, several celebrities in the moment cast him as the most positive black role model to the community whenever he's in the positive light. When he's in the negative light, he is the ultimate villain. And people always sway back and forth between these two emotions. It's like, why do we do that? If the guy, if someone is really this monster that he's portrayed to be, then at no time should he be celebrated and championed, no matter how much of a positive light he's looked in. Now, throughout the history of foundational black Americans in this country, we've always had this thing about having this positive role model, this positive leadership. We've always had the Malcolm X's, Martin Luther King's, Marcus Garvey's, Noble Drew Ali's, Elijah Muhammad, Minister Louis Farrakhan, and all the others. As of late, let me be clear when I say this, as of late, we don't have role models of those caliber that I just mentioned right now in 2024. So what they'll do is they'll put successful celebrities, athletes, and politicians in the place of that. And we shouldn't be doing that because these people's moral fortitude can always come into question. The ones that there's more so more of these people, of these public figures, where their backgrounds can be questioned. And I'm not just trying to shame them, because all of us has a past, and all of us has done things that's not to be considered positive in a moral aspect. But at the same time, they shouldn't be the overall spokesperson. They shouldn't be the overall spokespeople for the urban community, because we hold them more accountable than any other celebrity that they got out there. Like, there is no other communities that hold their celebrities, athletes, and politicians in this moral light than the Black community does. This is the conversation that's being overshadowed when it's mentioned in the comments on social media. Oh man, why do we always have these? And I agree that, you know, there is a major discernment when it comes to these public figures. Now, as far as Diddy is concerned, like I said, again, Diddy has had all kind of allegations going back 30 years. Shady business dealings, unusual, weird sex and drug parties, and just personal instances where he's assaulted. Physically assaulted, sexually assaulted, all of his particular peers. You know what's crazy? When I don't have a bad boy Diddy encounter, never had one, but I have personal friends that has, you know, either dealt with the label or dealt with him personally, and they can give you their own personal experience about Diddy or bad boy. And that's insane when it's on that type of level. So the bigger question is, why is the urban community always flip-flops when it comes to public figures? One minute, he's the guy. He's, you know, like Diddy, when he's at all these events raising champagne glasses about Black excellence, when he started the campaign with the voter die, when everybody was cheering him on, when he was in the New York City Marathon some years back. He was the role model. Now with these allegations, and everybody's like, oh, he deserves everything that's been coming to him, and yada, yada, yada. And yes, he should get everything coming to him. If he's definitely guilty of these major charges. But it's interesting how none of this came about until he decided to go up against this powerful company that he was once in business with, and then he severed ties with. Because the allegations have been out there. If all these things were happening for allegedly 30 years, why is it now they are coming up with the probe and raiding his houses like he's Nino Brown, Bin Laden, El Chapo? Another celebrity that faced that same type of path, we know him to be, is R. Kelly. So, question is, will P. Diddy end up having the same fate as his musical counterpart, R. Kelly? And what does that say for us as a community? What should we still be using celebrities, politicians, and athletes as role models where they can be easily slandered once something comes up that is not of the moral fortitude they should be following? All right? What do you guys think personally? Let me know in the comments.